It's Just Politics.
Just Politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Democrats in Lansing not waiting any longer on pushing civil rights protections for gays, lesbians, and transgender people.
And the fact that it's Democrats now out in front signals this is no longer about actually adopting a policy. It is now political.
Right. For several sessions, Democrats have introduced legislation to add LGBT protections to Michigan's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. But last year, they were actually persuaded to wait by civil rights groups who at long last saw a policy success within their grasp.
If they could get a Republican to take the lead.
Because, of course, the GOP runs the show in Lansing.
This week, those hopes essentially fell apart as prospective Republican co-sponsors bailed and GOP leaders put unacceptable conditions on taking up the bill.
Now, the sole lonely Republican publicly backing LGBT rights in the civil rights law says he has not given up. Rick, you spoke with State Representative Frank Foster, asked him where things stand.
We're still working and talking with colleagues and educating.
What does that mean?
That means I'm still working and talking with colleagues and educating.
Okay. What are the issues that you have to work through?
Education.
Okay. I think I see the direction.
Yeah, do you?
So why do you not want to get into details right now?
Because we're still working and talking and educating.
That is a man on message. Now, Foster lost his primary in August to a more socially conservative Republican.
He did, and now he's sort of hanging out there by himself, not getting a lot of support from Republican leadership. Here is Ari Adler. He is the spokesman for House Speaker Jace Bolger.
Speaker Bolger believes that discrimination is wrong, and that people should be hired or fired based on their work ethic and their merits and their work performance. People should not be discriminated against for any reason. At the same time, he wants to be careful that we aren't doing anything that would force someone to violate their religious teachings or their religious beliefs. And so until he can find a balance and find a way that that balance can be struck through legislation, he's not prepared to vote on anything.
And that's pretty much a poison pill. So it's plain if this is going to happen, it's going to happen without a Republican majority. It will have to be mostly Democrats with a few Republican crossovers. In fact, in the House, all 50 Democrats plus one independent have co-sponsored the bill. In the Senate, 11 of the 12 Democrats are on board.
But Republicans typically don't allow a vote unless a majority of the majority supports it.
And don't forget, the House Republican caucus will, in all likelihood, be a more socially conservative bunch in the coming session, making the prospect of an Elliot Larson update highly unlikely under GOP control, at least, over the next 2 years.
Which brings us to another issue, Rick, a political one.
It does. Democrats would like to bring the LGBT community more firmly into their fold and convince gay rights voters that bipartisanship on LGBT issues is essentially futile. In fact, there was some frustration in some corners this year that the LGBT community made the strategic decision to wait until 2016 on a ballot campaign to reverse Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage.
Right. That's, of course, if the courts don't deal with it first. Mm-hmm. It was a strategic decision to wait for the higher turnout presidential campaign year, which improves their prospects for success.
Yes, but in this election cycle, it might have been the rare issue big enough to help draw out Democratic voters who might otherwise stay home.
And that's going to be huge in November. You know, who does a better job of getting out their voters?
In the meantime, this may be the last best chance that LGBT civil rights advocates will have for years, maybe, to get their update of Elliot Larson. But the message this week was they're not willing to walk it back a whole lot to get what they want.
'Cause I want it all,
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.